Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, this is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
Hello everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. I wanted to speak to you in this video about meditation because it's one of my favorite topics in the world, but also because I read a quote recently that resonated with me, and I wanted to share it with you. The quote goes something like this, and I'm paraphrasing here because I actually don't remember exactly. But I will share it in the comments below. In the description below. So make sure if you are interested in figuring out who it is and all that, go check it out. And the quote said something like, everyone should meditate 20 minutes a day. But if you're busy, you should meditate an hour a day. Or something like that, right? And it's kind of ironic because you're like, well, but I'm busy, I can't really meditate. And that's usually the excuse I used to give, obviously, and everyone gives, and my sister gave to me, and my parents give to me, even though they're retired and they really spend 4 to 5, 6 hours someday watching TV. But, you know, usually that's the excuse that I get from most people. I'm too busy. I have way too many things to do in my life. I have to take care of my kids. I have to do the laundry. I have to, I don't know, make food, I have to work, I have to take a shower. All those things that you have to do in order to live as a human being on this planet. I mean, 24 hours a day, they're not enough. And so if you are asked to do a meditation that's 20 minutes, half an hour a day, it seems like a huge chunk of time out of your day where you could actually be spending that time just chilling out or relaxing or entertaining yourself or soaking in a bath or something like that, right? There's always something else that's more important, that's better to do than meditation. But this quote is so poignant and so important for us because if you have this feeling of time crunch, if you have this feeling of being rushed through life, if you have this feeling that you're always stressed out, if you have this feeling that you're always running from place to place, from place to place, from task to task, from like thing to thing, because you're just kind of trying to get everything done, and then you tell me, oh no, I can't meditate, I'm too busy, then that's exactly when you need to start meditating. That's exactly when you need to start building your practice of meditation. Because you realize, when you start meditation, you realize, as I have realized, that time is actually a very ephemeral concept. It's actually very malleable. It's actually not really as stringent as 1 second equals 1 second equals 1 second. That's not how it works. And I'll give you an example from my own life. So recently I have taken on a lot of projects. You can probably see it from the circles under my eyes. I have been sleeping very little and doing a lot of work, which I love and I'm really excited for it. But as you can imagine, my first thing when I got really busy with all these projects was to say, oh, maybe I should meditate less. And of course, I remember the quote and I'm like, well, yeah, that's not going to happen. Because what happens is that, you know, the more you meditate, time kind of starts warping a bit. It really is a concept. It's not actually really set in stone, because you know, if you're in love, time seems to move faster or slower depending on what the situation's like. If you're in a situation where it's really boring and you're standing in line, you're like, oh my God, is this line ever going to move? Time seems to move slower, right? And so time really isn't as set in stone as you might imagine. And I noticed that I was thinking to myself, oh, I guess I should meditate less. And I didn't, of course, because I know that time will kind of accommodate itself so I can get everything done in time, so I can go to sleep and still be alive and do all other things as well. The point of all of this is to say that, first of all, meditation helps you warp time somehow so that you're not under such a time crunch all the time. Time. Basically, what happens is that, first of all, you don't feel that time crunch because you're less stressed out internally. And so when you're doing something, you're not like, oh my God, I have to get this done because, you don't have that time crunch inside of you. You feel relaxed about it. You know there's enough time to do everything. And secondly, time also warps because you're more relaxed, because you're calm. You might be like, well, I'm never going to get all of this stuff done on my list, but you do. Somehow, automagically, you kind of manifest enough time to get everything done. And this is how my days are right now, because as I said, I have a lot of projects that I put on my plate that sometimes I'm thinking to myself, should I really have all these things I'm doing? But I notice that if I don't worry about the time too much and I just kind of do my thing, at the end of the day, I have checked off everything that I wanted to do. Even though in the beginning of the day, I might imagine, oh my God, yeah, no, I don't think I'll be able to get all this done. If I don't think about it, if I keep on doing my thing, if I meditate enough, if I relax enough, if I am not stressed out about time, time is not stressed out, is not able to stress me out. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like the more you stress about time, the less time you have. The less you stress about it, the more you have. It's kind of a weird thing. And I've been practicing this for a long time now, where I don't necessarily try to manipulate time, but I'll try to see how I'm using time. So an example of this would be,
one size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I will give myself half an hour to do something, even though I know it's going to take 45 minutes. And so I'll be like, all right, I'm just going to give myself half an hour to do this. I think I can get it done in half an hour. Let's see if I can get it done in half an hour. And like 99% of the time, yeah, I would say 99% of the time, if I concentrate enough and I don't stress myself out and if I just stay focused, I can actually get that stuff done in half an hour, even faster sometimes. And because I'm so focused, because of the meditation I do, because of the fact that I don't feel stressed out about time as much anymore, and because I'm able to stay calm, I notice that I can actually get work done very fast in that focused fashion, in that non-time crunch fashion, right? I'm not rushing through everything and I'm not doing it in a very perfect fashion either. I'm not like, oh my God, I have to be perfect about it and do it really fast. I'm just chilled out about it. And I just think to myself, all right, I have enough time to do this. I'm going to get it done in the right time. There's nothing to worry about. And then it gets done automatically, easily, no problem. I've also noticed this when I am rushing to get somewhere. And I notice this a lot actually when I feel like, okay, I'm like, all right, it's 4 p.m. I have to be somewhere by 5 p.m. But I don't think I'll get there on time. I'll always be like, all right, just calm down. Just relax. You're going to get there on time. And I kind of usually just try to get back into the state of meditation where time is not an issue anymore. And so I notice that no matter how much time I have, even if I think there's not enough time to get somewhere, I'll get there exactly on time. Exactly on time. It happens every single situation that I've tried this in, it has happened, right? So I'm not saying that I'm becoming like a time guru of sorts, obviously not, because this is actually a very common trait in a lot of meditators. Yeah? If you start meditating on a consistent basis, and especially if you're busy, you should be meditating even more, because in fact, it'll help you modulate your time. It'll help you modulate your work and your day so that you're not stressed out all the time about all the things you have to do. So you can actually manage it better. You can get more done instead of less and not feel so much stress about it, which is how I live my life. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people always ask me, you know, how do you get so many things out? How do you get so many projects done? Well, it's all about manipulating time. It's all about meditating a lot, obviously, first, so I can relax myself and not be stressed out about time, but also realizing that time is manipulatable. It's not set in stone. And so if you realize that you can, if with the power of your thought, if you realize that you can. Yeah, it's as easy as that, because it is a concept. It's not really that, if you look at anything related to quantum physics, quantum mechanics or anything like that, you know that time, space, it's a concept, right? I can't manipulate space perfectly, obviously, or at all, but I can minorly, in a minute fashion, manipulate time so that I can use it to my advantage. That's all. That's all I want you to do as well. So if you are busy, you need to meditate for an hour a day. But if you're busy, at least start meditating 20 minutes a day. And you'll notice that it'll give you a huge benefit in the way you live your life. It will reduce that fear, that anxiety, that ball of anxiety that's always inside of you that tells you that there is not enough time. There is enough time to do everything that you want to do. And also what happens with meditation, more importantly, is that you realize you don't actually have to do all of it. And it'll tell you exactly what's important to you, what's not. And so a lot of the unimportant things will just kind of fall off your plate and you'll just really be focused on the things that really matter to you. And that obviously is another benefit of meditation, because it really tells you what's important to you and because it shows you your true self. And you can only start, at that point, you can only be like, well, why am I doing all this other stuff? It's useless. I don't want to do it. I don't care about it. It's not useful to my goals, my mission, my vision for my life. I need to stop doing them. And so then you have more time automatically, because you're not wasting it on all of these things that you don't need to do, don't want to do, that you shouldn't be doing either. So I think that's all I wanted to say on the subject. I know I speak about meditation a lot, so maybe you're kind of bored of it, but I could never be bored of the subject. It's such an important topic to speak about, and obviously such an important thing to do every single day. If you have a meditation practice, obviously, please let me know. And I would love to hear about how you think or view time in your life. And again, if you don't have a meditation practice, please start. I'm begging you. It's important for you. I'm not saying it for me. I'm saying it for you. You should start because it's good for you. If you have questions, obviously, comment below. And again, thank you so much. I shall see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.